Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Drake Maverick is staying with WWE. Plus, a huge AEW debut is planned for next week. And the call-up that sent shockwaves. Apparently, we'll get to that in a bit. For Thursday, June the 4th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
So I just got off the phone with WWE Talent Relations. It's Mark Carano that has told me that... as of today, I have been released from my WWE contract. I'm very fortunate that WWE are still allowing me to compete in the NXT Interim Cruiserweight title tournament, but it's very likely that those will be the last matches I ever have.
I heard every one of you. Thank you. Thank you for all your support. Thank you.
Beth, it's hard not to feel empathy for what has transpired tonight in this tournament final.
My heart is just, it's just broken for Drake Maverick. You can see the show of respect from everybody here. He's somebody that just touched so many of us around the world.
Thank you so much.
Hell yeah!
Is that an NXT contract that Triple H has given Drake Maverick, you guys?
So he didn't win the Interim Cruiserweight Championship tournament, but Drake Maverick is staying with WWE. So last night on NXT, Drake Maverick falling in the finals to El Hijo del Fantasma. Great match between those guys. And just as Drake Maverick was getting applauded as he was leaving the Performance Center, out comes Triple H with a brand new contract. Drake Maverick signs on the dotted line. They embrace, and Drake Maverick is staying with WWE. So Drake Maverick's story has been a really intriguing one, because back in April, he very much became the face of the mass WWE layoffs. He was the first person to speak out about his release from his contract, and it was heart-wrenching to see Drake Maverick very emotional on camera. You could tell that it meant everything, and it's somewhere, and we suspected it. We suspected it. Somewhere along the line, he was kept on. And now it's without doubt. Today, people on Twitter and YouTubers and bloggers and writers will say this was the plan all along. Drake Maverick never lost his job, and it's a work. I disagree. I believe in April, Drake Maverick lost his job. And Drake Maverick put himself into a position where he put his feelings out there. And the love that Drake Maverick got for being so open and honest caused a wave of momentum. Did they capitalize a bit on that in the process, WWE, by sort of exaggerating it a touch, a bit closer to the finish line? Of course they did. They're a company making money. Of course they did. But I don't believe that this was a work all along. I genuinely believe Drake Maverick lost his job in April and has won it back in art and in life. And for that, I say fair play. In terms of when Drake Maverick was re-signed, we don't quite know yet. And I reckon if you were an expert at body language, you could probably figure it out by watching some of the promo work from Drake Maverick between the time that he announced he was leaving and revealing his new contract last night. You could probably work it out somewhere along there. But incidentally, the lines were blurred all up until last night, as on Tuesday night, Drake Maverick's face appeared along with several others in a video promo on Impact Wrestling. It was a video that was highlighting a selection of stars from the professional wrestling world that had been fired. And this included, as well as Drake Maverick, EC3 and Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson, suggesting that maybe there was a gang of people coming into Impact Wrestling. It was very vague, but a very cool bit. So to see Rockstar Spud appearing in that video certainly gave us the belief that he isn't sticking around in WWE despite all of this. Well, now that doesn't seem to be the case. It has been noted on Wrestling Observer Live by Brian Alvarez that WWE officials have tried to re-sign some of those recently released talents. Here's the thing, though. The offers made to those talents are reportedly for a fraction of what they were making before. In fact, some of these offers have apparently been low enough that released WWE stars could simply just say no and make the same amount, if not more, on the independent circuit. So it feels like it doesn't feel like a genuine offer to some people, but it's one that Drake Maverick has taken up, it seems. Congratulations, by the way, to El Hijo del Fantasma, who was the winner of the tournament. The artist formerly known as King Queno in Lucha Underground is the NXT Cruiserweight Champion. Now, is he the Cruiserweight Champion or isn't he the Cruiserweight Champion? You see, initially, this tournament was called the Interim Cruiserweight Championship Tournament. It was to determine an interim Cruiserweight Champion because Jordan Devlin, the reigning Cruiserweight Champion, was stuck in Ireland as a result of the pandemic and couldn't defend the title. So the plan was to have a tournament to crown an interim champion, and when Devlin is back, they fight. Now, the word interim has been dropped for the last week or so from any mention of this tournament, which has led people to believe that maybe the whole concept has been dropped altogether and simply Phantasma is the Cruiserweight Champion and Devlin will just figure it out when he comes back. Now, my take on this is there is a chance that WWE simply dropped the term interim to simplify the on-screen product for casual viewers. Now, I know that sounds like it sounds really basic, but there has been history of WWE dropping maybe the odd word or the odd turn of phrase in order to simplify a product. And sometimes it can be a case of it makes something sound more grandiose. If you say that the highlight of your show this week is the ongoing tournament to determine the interim cruiserweight champion, to the casual viewer, that's a little bit convoluted. You and I get it. I know we get it, but there'll be a lot of people that might not grasp it initially, and it's easy just to simplify it and put cruiserweight tournament. That's what I believe. I still think that the rules are the same. I still think Phantasma will fight Devlin to determine an undisputed cruiserweight champion. I still think that'll be a thing, but I think they've just dropped the word interim. I feel like it's very much in keeping for Vince McMahon to just casually go, I don't like that word. Can we please not say it anymore? See, for example, belt, title, and wrestling. Those are your examples.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So 2 weeks after they made their presence felt in Daly's Place, FTR will be making their AEW in-ring debut next week. They are going to face The Butcher and The Blade on Dynamite. Now, there was talk that FTR wouldn't step into an AEW ring until things were a bit more back to normal. This felt like a sort of carrot dangled for fans to return to an AEW show. But they're not going to hold off. Next week, it's going for it. In that segment where we saw the debut of FTR, not only were they teasing something with the Young Bucks, but they also got into it with The Butcher and The Blade, dropping them with the old Spike Pile Driver and the old Shatter Machine as well, which is pretty cool. Butcher and Blade busted into the set where FTR were doing their sit-down interview on Dynamite last night, and that has led to this match for next week. Butcher and The Blade facing the debuting FTR on AEW Dynamite. Also, good to note this as well, Cash Wheeler and Dax Harwood, FTR, revealed on their social media platforms that they are auctioning ring-worn items to donate to the Black Lives Matter movement and to support Pride Month as well. There'll be items donated and signed also by WWE superstar Sonya Deville amongst that. Check out Cash and Dax's Twitter account for details on that. Staying with AEW, it was announced last night on Dynamite that Fyter Fest is now going to be a two-night event next month, starting on July the 1st and concluding on July the 8th. So instead of this being a pay-per-view, which was going to be the plan, it'll instead take place as part of a two-week special on TNT. The commercial that aired for it last night sort of laid out all the plans for it. And we've already got two matches set for Fyter Fest. Brian Cage and John Moxley for the AEW Championship. And also Best Friends are going to challenge for the AEW Tag Titles, facing Hangman Page and Kenny Omega. Best Friends, who defeated Private Party at Double or Nothing to become the number one contenders, getting their shot over those two nights at Fyter Fest. The Fyter Fest show, like everything during the pandemic, has changed shape so much. This was meant to be a pay-per-view special. Not only that, but all reports have suggested that this was meant to be AEW's outing as a pay-per-view in London. This was meant to be a British wrestling show, which would have been amazing. I'm biased, I know that. But alas, it's not happening now. It was originally meant to be hosted in London, but now happening at Daly's Place on Dynamite over 2 weeks. AEW have confirmed they have re-signed WWE Hall of Famer Arn Anderson in a very moving video on All Elite Wrestling's Twitter. Arn said, "About a year ago, I didn't want to be anywhere I'm not wanted. A year later, it seems I am wanted somewhere, and I'm very happy to say I signed a multi-year contract with All Elite Wrestling. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here with all this young talent and watch this company blossom into being the platinum of all of our industry." Of course, Arn Anderson, before he was in AEW, was a producer for WWE going back to 2001. Really enjoying his podcast, Arn, at the moment. Simply for the stories that you get from behind the scenes at some of the more recent WWE shows where he was working as a producer. He was released back in February of last year, reportedly after letting an intoxicated Alicia Fox wrestle a house show match. And that is a story that will rumble on for quite a while. But regardless of that, AEW very much now has a great asset to a young roster in Arn Anderson for several more years at the very least. Bushiroad announced that Stardom and New Japan Pro Wrestling performers, along with staff for both companies, are undergoing antibody tests as we speak. Japan officially ended its state emergency in late May. Live events are resuming very soon. Bushiroad delivered the following statements on their social platforms. Bushiroad Co. Limited has cancelled and postponed many events from February in consideration of the situation of new coronavirus infection. With the cancellation of the emergency declaration, we have started to restart live events such as professional wrestling, stage performances and live music performances, and have decided to carry out antibody tests for all athletes and performers for safety and security. For all live events such as New Japan Pro Wrestling performances, Stardom performances, theatrical group Airship performances and Bushiroad Music live performances, a doctor will perform an antibody test in advance for all players and performers as well as staff members who are closely related. The last time New Japan Pro Wrestling ran a show was all the way back in February as part of their New Japan Road Tour, and they steadily cancelled everything else from there on. For Stardom, it was back in March and it was the Cinderella tournament. And there has been some speculation as to when they will come back, if they will go down the route of doing shows without fans in. Many are against that, including multi-time champion Hiroshi Tanahashi, who did an interview with Sports Illustrated saying, quote, "There isn't a governing body for Japanese pro wrestling as such. We can't necessarily enforce cancellations. There's been the responsibility of each company. But to run events in the middle of a pandemic presents the wrong image of professional wrestling to society and would deal a black eye to the industry that might still remain even after the pandemic ends." So whilst there has been some concern and some reservations about running empty events, I don't know whether these will be empty arena shows. Since the state of emergency has been lifted, chances are they'll be letting some people in, probably not capacity people. So we'll see some live shows from New Japan once again and from Stardom, which I'm very excited to see. We had a return from injury on NXT last night. Fandango has been off TV since December. And last night, he and Tyler Breeze teamed up to face the Undisputed Era and Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch in a triple threat match to determine the number one contenders for the NXT Tag Team titles. Fandango suffered a UCL injury in his left elbow in December. It was during a match against the Singh brothers where it happened. There were plans for him to have surgery, but Beth Phoenix said on commentary that Fandango had opted for physical therapy instead of surgery, which seems to have sped up his return, and obviously we hope that he's safe, and all the very best to Tyler Breeze and Fandango, who are really having a career renaissance in NXT right now. Staying with NXT, it was announced last night on the show that Adam Cole and Velveteen Dream's NXT Championship match at TakeOver In Your House will be a backlot brawl. This is a match that has already been taped. As you may have seen over the last couple of days, there were talks of some of the wrestlers turning up to the Performance Center carpooling with cars circling a wrestling ring where we've already got it taped. This will be the first backlot brawl since Roddy Piper and Goldust in 1996. Remember the Hollywood backlot brawl from WrestleMania 12? Good times. Also last night, we had a six-woman tag team match added to the show as well. Mia Yim, Tegan Nox and Shotzi Blackheart will face Candice LeRae, Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez. So those matches also join Finn Balor and Damian Priest, Tommaso Ciampa and Karrion Kross. The NXT North American title match between Keith Lee and Johnny Gargano, and the NXT Women's title match featuring Charlotte Flair, Rhea Ripley, and Io Shirai. TakeOver In Your House set to go down this Sunday. I thought I'd emphasize that because we're so used to seeing takeovers on a Saturday, but because this is a standalone event, that isn't the case. So it's definitely a Sunday. Don't stay up late on Saturday. From Sunday, WWE are taping quite a busy schedule, actually. This is how the taping shakedown for next week. Thanks to Wrestling Inc. for this. So on Sunday, they're going to be taping at the Performance Center NXT TakeOver In Your House. Then Monday, WWE will tape that night's Raw and the SmackDown airing on June the 12th, as well as that week's 205 Live and main event. Then on Tuesday, WWE are going to tape Raw for June the 15th, SmackDown for June the 19th, and 205 Live and main event. And then on Wednesday, they're taping 2 weeks' worth of NXT, with that evening's episode as well as the following week's show. So they're getting 2 weeks of stuff in the can between Monday and Wednesday this week. So very busy schedules for those guys. As reported by PW Insider, Vince McMahon sent out an email to all employees of WWE addressing the importance of diversity within the company and its continued support of it. Now, according to the sources that reported to PW Insider, the email provided 24/7 mental health counseling resources, a specific direct email address that employees can use if they have concerns over diversity and they want to bring it to the attention of the company. Also, they provided links to diversity training courses that the company have previously made available and encouragement to take the courses if needed. Now, there are no specifics on exactly what these courses would address, but it's surely a very positive step to see a company sending something like that out. Impact Wrestling has blocked its contracted talent from appearing in Virtual Basement's upcoming pro wrestling video game. Now, you might have seen a little bit of this around the internet because a lot of wrestlers have been approached to start in this game. We've got no footage of the game yet, but just lots of images of independent wrestlers holding contracts up. And according to Viking Size Gamer on YouTube, he says in a video that he released yesterday that Impact Wrestling has pulled its contracted talent from the agreements to appear in Virtual Basement Wrestling. VSG says Impact sent a memo to their talent asking them to refuse to be in the game even if they already agreed. So far, in terms of all the people that are in that game, the Impact stars approached and have confirmed include Soo Young, Ken Shamrock, Falabar, Rich Swann and Kylie Rae. So it seems as if those guys will be no longer featuring in the game, if this is to be believed. However, the roster's still pretty deep. Jeff Cobb, Kenny King, Connor and Victor, formerly The Ascension, JTG, Shazza McKenzie, Solo Darling and Willow Nightingale, The Bird and the Bee, Caprice Coleman, Zicky Dice, The Bouncers from ROH, Jonathan Gresham, Brian Pillman Jr., Chris Van Vliet, Grimm from Grimm's Toy Show. That's just a few of them. There are loads more names being announced for this one. Very intrigued to see this. I'm a big fan of wrestling video games, so the more the merrier. And Matt Riddle's call-up to SmackDown sent shockwaves through multiple brands, according to Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful Select. He has shared some additional details that he's been given that about Matt Riddle's call-up to the Blue Brand. So Vince McMahon decided, after having a meeting with other WWE officials, that he wanted to bring Matt Riddle to SmackDown. Now, at the time, the world was in lockdown, complete lockdown, and Matt Riddle was also one half of the NXT Tag Team Champions with Pete Dunne. Pete Dunne, who was stuck in the UK and couldn't defend the title. So the plan to drop the NXT tag titles for Pete Dunne and Matt Riddle wasn't something they could do immediately, but it was something that they had planned. WWE was fine, apparently, to wait it out and see how things played out until Dunne got back, which led to them bringing in Indu Shearer, that beastly tag team managed by Malcolm Bivens, to feud with Riddle and Dunne. And this led to Indu Shearer attacking Matt Riddle, and with plans that when Pete Dunne is back, they were going to fight them for the titles. However, once NXT officials were informed that Matt Riddle needed to drop the NXT tag titles, management reportedly didn't have enough confidence in Indu Shearer to become the tag team champions yet. So as a result, that storyline was stopped and the team was pulled from NXT television. Like, if you're not going to put them in a position with the tag team champions, there's really nothing for them right now. So they're back on ice for now. And it has been noted as well that Matt Bloom, the head coach of the Performance Center, is a massive fan of Indu Shearer. And I genuinely think they'll do some really cool things as a tag team, but there's obviously concern that they're not quite ready for the titles yet. Now, due to Riddle's move to the main roster still being in motion, WWE needed to do something to get the titles off of Riddle and Dunne. So we saw what we saw on NXT, which was Pete Dunne drafting in Timothy Thatcher to replace him and having Timothy Thatcher and Matt Riddle lose the tag team titles to Imperium, a team that management thought was far more prepared to become tag team champions. This led to a short program with Timothy Thatcher, and now has led to Matt Riddle arriving on Friday nights on SmackDown. However, for Pete Dunne, from Fightful Select regarding his status. Fightful was told there are no firm plans for anyone stuck overseas to do anything. That includes Jordan Devlin. That includes Pete Dunne. However, the possibility is that Pete Dunne could end up going back to NXT UK for a spell if he ends up having to spend an elongated time in the UK. If things start getting back to normal and NXT UK can start to run shows, then chances are Pete Dunne will head over to NXT UK and work there until time is right for him to come back to America and work there, presumably straight into a setup with Timothy Thatcher, which seems like the obvious way to go here. Also, big love to Pete Dunne, who released the OG British Strong Style t-shirt the other day, with proceeds going to Black Lives Matter. They were available online, and in 24 hours, they sold 2,000 shirts. And Pete Dunne tweeted saying, yet to do the calculations properly, but that should clear a £20,000 donation. Myself, Tyler Bate, and Trent Seven are blown away. Thank you. Amazing generosity from not just wrestlers, but wrestling fans in the wake of some harrowing issues that we have seen over the last week or so. And a massive thank you as well. If you joined Adam Pacitti last night on the live reaction stream for NXT, Adam was there last night on his sofa. He wasn't at NXT. But last night, 100% of the revenue from the reaction stream was donated to the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. We stand in solidarity with those protesting for the basic human rights that we all deserve. Thank you very much if you dug deep into your pockets to support the NAACP on the live stream last night. That will do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling news for today. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.